Now to a story that everyone is talking about this week. The royals now breaking their silence. The queen responding to those bombshell allegations levied by her grandson, Prince Harry, and of course, his wife, Meghan.
Queen Elizabeth herself addressing charges of racism and a lack of support within the palace. Ashley Katz joins us now with the official response from the royal family.
Marty and Rob, it was just 2 days ago that Oprah Winfrey sat down with Prince Harry and Meghan, and that interview aired right here in the United States. It then repeated in England yesterday. Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex told Oprah there was concern by the royals over the skin color of their expected baby. And when Meghan expressed worry about her mental health, she says the institution didn't give her any support. Today, a response from Buckingham Palace on behalf of Queen Elizabeth herself. It reads, the whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging these last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly of that of race, are concerning. Recollections may vary. They are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie will always be loved members of the family. The interview and the issues raised during it certainly have people talking today.
Younger people who care very deeply about these modern, you know, battles within culture wars, particularly around race, particularly about race and also mental health, you know, feel very strongly that the royal family is out of step. So, and I would have thought countries outside the Commonwealth will be looking at it. So it's a challenge, but the royal family have faced far greater challenges in its existence. And although front pages are formulating with the hype that this is the greatest crisis to hit the royal family, that's tosh. Diana was pretty major, but the abdication of Edward and the, you know, where the whole question of monarchy was thrown into debate. So we are certainly coming to the end of the Elizabethan age, but the reaction to the existence of the monarchy now has to be worked on.
Prince Harry and Meghan haven't publicly responded to the Queen's statement, and no word if the royal family members watched the two-hour interview, but Prince Charles was reportedly briefed on it by palace officials. And we do know, guys, that 50 million people worldwide did watch the interview. Wow. Some countries still not even reporting viewership at this point, and some haven't even seen it yet, so that number is likely to grow.
It would surprise me that the royal family hasn't watched it or won't.
Especially, it's all over the place, right? It's out there, and there will be, I'm sure, some viewing at some point.
And to show you just how I think the conversation is so electrified around this, did you see the clip today about Piers Morgan quitting his show after some other guy on the panel challenged him, and he walked off the set? And it just shows you that, you know, this is serious stuff on the other side of the pond.
We're all talking about it here in America, but it's a different story across the pond, certainly.
Yeah, a different reaction. Mm-hmm. All right, Ashley, thank you.